Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So Esmeralda, this installation thing that this artist did, it's pretty amazing. And I've seen pictures of it online and video of it, and it's just really kind of amazing. Now, you have done the whole 30 thing.
Yes.
Twice now.
Yes.
Was it easier the second time?
No.
No, it was still hard?
No, I mean, it's difficult because I did it because I wasn't eating as well as I should have been. So the fact that it's like, oh, I have to stop eating all that takeout. Oh, okay. And then I have to plan my meals and cook everything. And it's just a lot of work that, you know, you have to prepare yourself. And I think I did it better the first time because I really prepped. Like I read the books. So I was kind of like, I was in the mindset already, like weeks before I really, really started it.
Yeah.
And I did a lot more research than I did this time. This time I was like, I know where to go, whatever.
And well, how did V do?
He actually came out really well. He was really tired and stuff because he drinks a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
He loves his Starbucks Frappuccino thingies that you buy at the store.
Yeah.
And Arizona tea jugs.
Right. I know. I've noticed. I remember you telling me that he loves that Arizona mango.
He loves fruit. And but he cut all that stuff out and he's like, I feel really good and I sleep better and this and that. And it's like, yeah. What happens?
It does. I mean, what you eat does affect you. There's no
completely.
About it, you know,
completely.
No about it.
And they've done those studies where, like, sugar, it's like cocaine.
Yeah.
The same receptors or whatever go off. So.
Yeah. It's it's interesting. I mean, I don't eat I don't eat very well. Sometimes I do, but I'll eat a lot of crap and processed stuff. You know.
Yeah.
But I will say this though. You know, the whole pop thing that I every once in a while I'll have a ginger ale.
Yeah.
Maybe a 7-Up. 7-Up is even kind of too sugary for me.
Yeah. No, totally.
So, I mean, I like ginger ale though. I'm a fan of the ginger ale. But cutting out caffeine as I did 14 years ago?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 14 years ago, 2003.
Wow.
Like caffeine and nicotine same day. That was a real joy to be around.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I'm not a big coffee enthusiast, but I still, upped my caffeine.
I was,
intake.
Man. Oh my God.
Did you like it? Like you liked the taste of coffee
just
straight up?
I love coffee. I still, you know, I mean, I miss it. You know?
And what prompted that?
Well, I wanted to quit smoking, you know, and I thought caffeine, I don't think caffeine's good for you.
Probably, I mean, in mass amounts.
And I was drinking. Well, I was working. You know, I was working. I had. You know, I was working overnights.
Right.
On the weekends.
Right.
And I was drinking coffee after coffee after coffee and Coke. I drank a lot of Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to stop this because I would get the shakes and stuff.
Yes, I don't get them from coffee. I get them from if I ever, and I haven't had one in a while, but like sugar, whole sugar energy drinks, like a Red Bull.
Oh, I can't.
Whole sugar Red Bull. I get the shakes.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. You know. The whole when I quit caffeine was right before the big Red Bull explosion happened.
Yeah,
you know, because in mid '90s or mid 2000s is when the energy drinks really took off and went nuts.
Sure.
And I was well out of it then, you know, at that point. But I actually tried a Red Bull one time.
Oh my gosh!
I thought my heart was going to explode.
Oh gosh!
Seriously, I was like,
yeah.
I can't.
No, because
I'm already a shaky little weasel. You know what I mean? I don't need that. That kind of thing, because I'm naturally always have a little tremor thing going on, and it would just be, you know, and I would, like, after a shift, you know, working overnights on a Saturday night, I'd get home at like 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and I was like, because all night I've been drinking coffee and Coke and stuff. So.
Yeah, and they say you're supposed to, I mean, even if you have a coffee or a caffeine laden thing in the afternoon, it can still affect your sleep.
No question about
hours
it.
Later.
No question about it. I will say this. When I gave up the caffeine, I had the worst headaches ever.
Yeah.
Like horrendous headaches, like migraine headaches. And I was, you know, jonesing for nicotine and I was like,
oh,
it was not good. I was going through a breakup, too. That was a real...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You really... Okay.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I did it, was because I wanted to, like, start anew. You know what
right.
I mean?
That and, like... just purging. Like,
I just
body got,
exactly. I was just like, okay, this chick just dumped me. So, you know what? I'm just going to quit smoking, and I'm going to quit drinking caffeine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I was doing a play that I hated. I was in a play that I hated, that it was miserable, you know, mm-hmm. and I hated the play, and it got extended.
Oh.
You know, it was a hit, and, like, you know, we were supposed to only do it for 6 weeks. We ended up doing it for, like, 12.
So I guess those are the things you could control.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I could have dropped out of the play, you know, but that would have been jerky. So, anyway. So, diet stuff, it's important. That's what we're saying.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Eating well.
Eating well. All right. And documenting it by making sculptures. That's another thing. Yeah. You should try that, Esmeralda.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend? Good holiday weekend?
Yes.
Good. Time to get back at it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next in the opening bell, then, we will talk to an NIU expert about getting emotionally ready for the school year to do your academic best. Today's the first day of school in Chicago Public Schools, and we will have that, markets, and more next to the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve. All right, have a great day. Hey, Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
you know who's going to be on the show tomorrow?
Who?
Can I explain to you?
No.
Svengoolie.
What?
Yeah, Rich Coase is going to be on
nice.
And tomorrow, because we're going to talk about the time change. The show is moving.
Oh.
Svengoolie is moving from 9 p.m. on MeTV to mm-hmm. 7 p.m. on Saturdays.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. He's excited about it, and we're going to have any excuse to have Rich Coase on is a good excuse.
Yeah.
So we'll have him on tomorrow on Wild Card Wednesday as well.
Very cool.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. The news is coming up just now.